The public says it wants a public park available to everyone along Onondaga Lake. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that was the upshot from the latest report on the future of what was once the most polluted lake in the nation.
Onondaga County commissioned the $20,000 study by Focus of Greater Syracuse to discover Central New York's hopes and dreams for Onondaga Lake. Spokeswoman Jennifer Creighton says the idea of commercial development took a back seat to an area everyone can enjoy.
The public wants the lake accessible. They want to be able to enjoy the lake, experience the lake.
Onondaga County Deputy County Executive Matt Millay says that doesn't mean there wouldn't be any development on property that circles the lake.
We've got the inner harbor for private development. Let's keep the lake for public space, but as parkland, there are certainly opportunities in parkland to have things built, amenities that support a parkland type infrastructure.
One thing that's missing in the survey of 1,100 people, a clamoring for a public swimming beach.
The water's safe to swim in right now, but the issue is how do we get the public convinced that we're through this reclamation of this resource and we've got an opportunity to now welcome them back to a public beach on the North Shore.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.